Where were you when they had the 9/11?
We had the 9/11.
Sorry, anybody that's a fan out there that like really likes country music, you like shitty music.
I have a sticker on my on something, but it's a sticker. It says country music made me gay.
That's a very woke sticker, Pete.
I love it.
This is Petey Page.
I am Mike.
J Mac.
Brutal Dudes.
No, listen, I don't know what it is about country music. There's like songs that I like, and it's weird songs too, like Save a Horse and Ride a Cowboy. I like that song.
Sorry, that one? Yeah, but that one, like,
Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
That song's ridiculous.
But it still pisses me off because, like, I hate the fact that it has to have its country tropes. Like, why couldn't they just write that as a regular song? That's a great line. I like Honky Tonk Badonkadonk. Because on an episode of X-Files where Mulder's having an acid trip and they're dancing at a club and they dance to that song. And I'm like,
that's a
pretty good song. Honky Tonk Badonkadonk. And I'm trying to think of the other one, too.
There's a... I used to work with a guy who really liked country, and so he would like he'd play something like every now and then, and I was like, I can appreciate it for what it is. It's not for me, but I can appreciate it for what it is.
I can't.
And there's definitely some songs that like Long Black Train, like that's a cool fucking song.
I like Garth Brooks a lot. Like And Thunder Rosa.
So does
kills the husband for cheating on her. That's a fucking badass song, man.
Or so Fever, does
that Aerosmith covered. That was great.
So does my wife. My wife Fever. Loves Garth Brooks a lot.
But it's like, here's the thing. This is how I feel about country. And a lot of people argue with me. CJ is actually one. We've had a heated discussion about this.
I think I was there.
What's that?
I think I was there when y'all had one of your heated discussions. You might
have been there for one of these arguments, but I said country blows. And the reason why I don't like country is because country music are musicians. Country music musicians are musicians who aren't good enough to make it in other genres. So they created their own genre of basic ass music that all is just like, there's no, like everyone's like, oh, it's so intricate. It's not intricate. It's like if you went to guitar lessons for a year and you got out of the lessons and are like, hey, I know song structure now. I can write a song. Here's my riff. And it's getting worse as it gets older because now all they're doing is like, they don't even cover songs in country like they used to. Now they just refer to them in country songs. So it's like, I know there's a country song called Jack and Diane that doesn't even sing like my least favorite almost country musician, John Mellencamp. It doesn't even play the song Jack and Diane. It refers to the song like it's fucking, we were like Jack and Diane. We went to the ice cream place. It was called Tasty Freeze, but called Mr. Softies. And we sat in the back of my 1998 Ford Fairlane truck. And like, it's just dumb shit. And I'm like, it's not even like, I really like this song about Jack and Diane. It's like, let me make a song that's about this song that's about nothing. It's so fucking ridiculous. And that's all of country to me. Like, I listen, like, I know that there's different like genres of country, and like outlaw country is different, and I don't mind that country as much because it's got a very, it's very deep into the South, right? And there's a very like, there's almost like a like it's like Skinner would be like the pop version of that type of country, right? So it's like you've got that very down home, but like modern country, like pop country, is just musicians that tried to be successful in other genres that just decided, like, I'm not going to make it as a metal guy. I'll do pop country. So then they make an album about fucking girls having fun drinking in the and here's the thing, and this is because this is what I want to make very clear, because I don't ever think I make this clear when I argue with CJ about this. I don't care that people like this music. It's okay that they like it. I'm not mad that they like it. I'm mad that people try and make it seem like it's something more than it is. This is a very, very big thing that I have with society in general. If you like something, like it. I don't care. Like, if you like the show Designing Women, I don't like it. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't like it, because I don't. If you ask me to explain to you why I don't like it, and I do, and then you try and like argue for it, I'm gonna squash a lot of beef that I have with people right now. You're not gonna win that argument. You could tell me that it's that Designing Women is actually Shakespearean drama translated into a show about ladies working for a fashion company, and I still won't like that show. 100% won't like that show. You could tell me, right, that a country musician made an album about the life story of The Rock, and I still won't like country music. I'm that sure that I don't like it. Does that mean that you shouldn't like country music? Or you should like think about why you like country music? No, not even a little bit. My opinion towards your opinion of liking country music doesn't mean dick. And you heard it here, folks. I just said, my opinion on what you like doesn't mean dick. If you don't like what I'm saying about it, don't listen to it. Go listen to a country album. I encourage you to do this. If you love a movie that I say is a shit show and that I hate, and you don't change your view because of me, go watch that movie until you're blue in the face and it makes you feel great. Because you should never do things that don't make you feel good. And you should never deny that you like something that you genuinely like, because there's no room in the world for that. Like what the fuck you want to like. It doesn't matter if I like it or not. But if you ask me if I like it and you ask me why, I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you that I don't like it. I don't need to be convinced that it's a good fucking genre of music, because it's not. But if you like it, go get drunk and fuck people in the back of a pickup truck. Go fucking have sex on top of the hay while your dog is in the fucking bed of the truck changing the radio station with his tongue. I don't care. Whatever you want to do, do it. But stop trying to tell me that country musicians are talented musicians. They're not. They're absolutely not. If you asked a country musician to play a fucking solo in a metal record, they wouldn't be able to do it without months of practice. Okay? My dad figured out albums sitting on our couch playing the guitar in 2 days. And that's just in his spare time. He's a good musician. Country musicians are mediocre musicians that writes that found a genre, a way to make their music feasible. And God bless them for doing that. I think that's great.
The Dwayne Johnson the Dwayne Johnson country album would be The Rock and How He Rolled.
Rocking with the Rock.
Or Rock was a Rolling Stone.
and that's all I'm saying. Like, there's songs that I like of country. There's songs that I like of like soft rock. There's songs that I like of R&B, like Celine Dion. There are, but for country specifically, I've only ever seen country musicians. Like, even their solos in their songs aren't really solos. They're just chord progressions. That's all they are. Like, I don't understand why people can't figure this out. And it fucking bothers me that people just, like, they have to, like, I have to like that for you to like that. No, I don't. Not even a little bit. Like, this very much happens to me in other aspects of my life, too. Like, I don't like the Sixers. 100% I'm saying it. I don't like the Sixers. I think they blow as a team. I think their fucking front-end management is garbage. I'm a diehard Golden State Warriors fan. Do I give a shit if you think that I should be a Sixers fan because I was a Sixers fan and I changed teams? No, not even a little bit. Do I care that I was born in Philadelphia or outside of Philadelphia, and that means I should like every Philly team? No, I don't give a fuck. If that bothers you, then you've got some more issues you need to deal with than just the fact that I'm wearing a Steph Curry jersey right now, which I love. Okay. I'm sorry that you have a problem with that, but your opinion, just like I think your opinion about my opinion of what you should like you shouldn't fucking take it into account. I don't take your opinion into account either. I don't give a fuck if you're cool with me liking the Warriors. Like, fuck you for even thinking that I should have to do anything to make you feel better about what decision that I made. If you don't like it, don't watch basketball with me, because I will forever be a Warriors fan until maybe the Warriors start playing like the Sixers and start acting like the Sixers. And then I'll jump teams again because the Sixers fucking blow. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad I got that off my chest. I'm sorry that it was a long rant, but like, that's how I feel about country music. That's how passionate about country music sucking I am.
We went from country music to basketball, and nobody thought it could be done, but we did it, folks.
I fucking break boundaries all my life, Pete. I'm a trailblazer, and not from Portland.
I was going to say, it's Portland.
I just hate that people have that. Like, why can't I like a movie? Like, the three of us, like, there's movies that you know that I love that you don't like. Back to the Future. That's my favorite trilogy.
I actually movies. Like Back to the Future.
Well, but that's my favorite trilogy of movies. But people are
the Goonies? I don't like the Goonies.
Don't like the Goonies. Yeah. I love the Goonies.
Yeah.
But does that mean that you have to like, Mike, I have to show you the Goonies again because you'll like it if you watch it this next time, even though you've watched it 70 times and don't fucking like it. No, that doesn't matter. If you don't like the Goonies, don't like the Goonies.
I got to be honest with you, too. I've really found with my friends, I like having friends who like different shit than me, because at some point they're going to introduce me to something that I will like, because they watch or listen to different things than I do.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how I heard the couple of country songs that I do like, because I'm not saying that every country musician should just quit music. Like, you found a way to make music that works for you. Good for you. Congratulations.
See, country's a weird thing for me, because I'll tell you that I like country music, and that even that I'm a big country music fan. But when I say country music, I don't mean what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And you hit on that, like, country has its own subgenres. And the way that I try to explain it to people is like, so like, you know, Van Halen, Slayer, and the Arctic Monkeys are all rock bands.
Yeah.
Like, technically. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, but those are really different things. Yeah. And Cannibal Corpse throw in there. And they're all rock bands, but those are really different things. And I think the problem is when people say country, what they mean is like mainstream country music. Yeah. There's like weird. So I listen to a lot of music that I've heard people refer to as Southern Gothic music. And it's basically just like very like, really raw, like stripped down, like angry, dark blues kind of music. And it is country music. But it's nothing like what's popular in country music. In fact, I've put it on for country music fans who hate it and would never listen to something like that. So, I mean, there's a bunch of bands like that that I like. But to say that I listen to country music, what comes to people's mind with country music isn't what I'm talking about. Yeah. Right. That's not what I'm talking about.
Kobe Keith and Kenny Chesney.
Yeah. Although I'm not a Garth Brooks fan, but I always defend Garth Brooks, because for a period of time Garth Brooks had a music store and he sold my stuff in there. So I'm cool with Garth Brooks.
Nice. I'm not just saying it. I genuinely like Garth Brooks' stuff, because a lot of his music,
and to be fair, I haven't heard a lot of it. The few songs that I know were not for me.
Yeah.
But again, I'm cool with Garth Brooks.
But they're better. But for me, they're better than regular country.
Right, right.
And like, I get it. Like, maybe I haven't been exposed to all the deep genres of country. But like, just the general, I don't really like. Like, I like metal. Do I like doom metal? No, not really. Do I like satanic metal? No, I'm not into that. But like, I very much like heavy metal, shred metal. I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. I do like Slayer. Do I like, you know, all the blasphemous shit that they have in their songs? No, not necessarily. Does it bother me to the point where I won't listen to them? No, but like, you can only get it to, for me, you can only listen to so many songs about like satanic possession and fucking bloodletting before you're like, okay, I get it. I get that that's your thing.
See, like that's a good example too, because like I'm not a big thrash metal guy.
Yeah.
But I love Slayer. Like yeah. Slayer is one of my favorite.
They're great.
Bands.
They're yeah. great. Rain and Blood is one of my favorite songs.
But like thrash metal as a genre, it gets too repetitive for me after a while.
I love Rage Against the Machine, but I hate the fact that they're political. I hate political music.
I don't like political music. I make an exception for Rage Against the Machine because musically, I really like them.
And some of their songs are really poignant.
Yeah.
But like when they get super political,
they're also a great example of why I don't like political music. Yeah, though. Because like they're on both really sides. Good. Yeah. And not only do they not really live up to that in real life, but also too, when bands are that political, that becomes bigger than the band. And Rage yeah. Against the Machine is an awesome example. They've only made 3 studio albums and they've been around for like 30 years.
Yeah.
40?
4 albums. They did an all covers one.
Well, I'm not counting that yet. See, but original studio album. They've made three original studio albums in 30 years.
And then Tom Morello did 9 million side.
Right. Yeah. They've other members have done more on the side than Rage Against the Machine ever did.
And that and that's what I'm saying. Like, but do I still listen to Rage and get hype when Rage comes on? Absolutely.
Oh yeah, no, they're the perfect example for me because I genuinely like their music and make the exception for the political stuff. But they're a great example to show people why I don't like that because yeah. the politics are bigger than the band is.
Yes, and I'm just not a fan of that in songs. Like I very much like Public Enemy. I think Public Enemy is a great group.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I can't listen to Public Enemy because it's all politics. It's all social consciousness. And I'm like, there's a place for that in music. But sometimes I just want to listen to music that's just fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Like, no, I remember that I used to listen to Disco Duck. You know?
I want to hear songs about suicide. That's my... Like, I want to be really depressed and hear songs about people who are like...
Well, then I don't understand why.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's literally every country song.
One of my favorite albums, legitimately, one of my favorite albums is called Suicide. And the original pressing of it, which I was finally able to get my hands on, came with a razor blade.
I feel like every country song that I've heard that I don't like is the beginning of a suicide note. It's like, my dog, it got hit by a car, and my wife left me for another man. I blew out my O-ring taking a dump, and then my carburetor blew up. It's a sad, sad world, and I'm crying in my hay. And then it's like, oh, but wait, there's a hot chick drinking beer at a Toby Keith concert talking about Jack and Diane. Fucking stupid.
I saw a great meme recently. I'm a huge, huge Beach Boys fan. And I saw a great meme recently that was like, if you listen to the Beach Boys, it's really just songs about getting laid and wanting to kill yourself. They really got it. And like, they really did. Like, I didn't think of it that way, but it's like, yeah, that is all the songs are about.
You know, this is the thing. Like, I've just recently started discovering a couple of groups that are older that that I never really delved deep into, but are like fantastically talented. I've always liked David Bowie, but I've really only liked surface David Bowie. I never really got deep into his stuff. And now that I'm listening to his deeper stuff, I really enjoy just his songwriting. It's like, it's great. It's very.
So I'm not saying this to try and sound like hipsterish, but I'm the opposite with Bowie. Like the deeper stuff is all I liked for a long time.
Yeah.
It took me a while to come around to the popular songs.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was introduced to first.
Right.
So somehow the popular songs to me seemed like lesser than the stuff that I was introduced to.
Well, another band that I've been listening to a lot, especially nowadays, like recently, is the Kinks. Like, I think the Kinks are just so underrated for how good they were. Like, there's literally a song about a girl who's getting, like, raped and beat up, like, abused, and they're telling her to get help. That's the song. And I'm like, how did this not come out that this is a song that's, because it's a good song, too. Like, it's good, it's got a good beat. And I'm like, damn, the Kinks were fucking really good. Like, Father Christmas has always been one of my favorite Kinks songs, and it's about poor kids beating up a rich guy and taking his money because they don't want toys, they want money so they can live. And I'm like, that's great. Is it a political song? Yeah, but it's funny too, because it's like, they always added that humor. And I mean, everyone knows Lola, which is about transgender. And I'm like, the Kinks should literally be on a pedestal right now, with all the shit that they wrote,
so far ahead of their time on that.
Yeah, like it was. It really was, and it's like, But they just should be on a pedestal because of all the things that are going on. The Kinks tackled all of this, like, way early on. They had all of this stuff. And they're just so good musically. You're just like, man. And I bought like two albums and I'm like, these are great. Why didn't I know about these for years? Like, my dad always liked Ray Davies and he always liked the Kinks, but he like never, again, I've said this before, my dad never forced anything on me, like music wise. He would give me the tools to discover the shit myself, but he would never be like, you need to listen to this. Even to this day, he recommends bands to me and I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, I think, I forget the one he was talking to me about, Tedeschi Truckers Band or something. Shit like that. I'm like, I'm never gonna listen to this record unless I'm in the car with you and you force me to listen to songs. I was like, but you know, but at the same time, like, we would put radio on, and then I think I talked about this earlier on the show. We'd be going on a trip to visit my grandma, and Aerosmith would come on, and he would sing and play the drums on the guitar on the fucking steering wheel and play the drums, and then he would tell me like a crazy Aerosmith story, and I'd be like, oh, I didn't know they set a row of seats on fire in the Spectrum, and that's why they got banned from there for like 10 years.
Do you like Aerosmith?
I was trying to get tickets for the farewell tour and we didn't get them, and they're crazy expensive on the secondary market already. So me and my little sister decided that we're going to wait till they open more dates up for the tour, because they're obviously, if they sell out fat, more dates. We're going to wait till they open up some dates that are close by and do, because their stop here is the first stop of the tour.
I didn't realize Philly, that.
And it's like the tickets went so fast. It was like, and now they're like $300 a ticket. Unless I win the lot, like, unless I hit the lottery and I'm like, I win $5,000, I'm not going to drop that sort of money, because I don't really have it to go to.
Right.
I've seen them three times and they're great live. Every time they were great live. But
my wife was listening to a podcast and they were talking about Beyonce tickets, and someone found out that it was cheaper to fly to Germany, buy Beyonce tickets and fly home than it was to buy US tickets for Beyonce.
That's insane. That's insane. And it's just so ridiculous. Everything is too expensive. But yeah, like, and that's why, like, God bless you if you're going to spend your money on a country music record. But like, I'm not wasting my money on that shit. I'd rather buy a burger.
I was trying to think of like bands that like, so like, I was thinking of bands that like did the political thing, and I'm like, so like Green Day, obviously American Idiot. And then I predicted early on that nothing Green Day could ever do would beat American Idiot, and sure shit, here we are. Like, they did the American Idiot musical because it's like what they had to. But like, I'm thinking, in like fucking System of a Down, they did like Hypnotize and Mesmerize, and then they kind of fell off, and I was like, fuck, because like, I loved those albums, and I had a cousin. I had a cousin who really liked System of a Down and didn't like Hypnotize and Mesmerize, but I fucking love those albums. I thought they were amazing.
Really, they didn't really fall off though. They more like broke. I think they broke up.
They just like stopped. They like the one, it had something to do with like Serge wanted more. One of the band members was getting fucked over. He was getting like 15%, but like, it was the guitarist. He was the one who did a lot of singing on like Hypnotize and Mesmerize.
Darren Malkin.
Yeah. He was getting fucked over. And then
he started another band. I forget the name of the band. It's like the Janitors of something.
Scars on Broadway. I don't know. He might have done something. I was janitors. Not huge in a System of the Day. I liked them. I saw them live once. They were really good live.
Someone at Ozfest.
That's how I saw them. They were on an Ozfest. That's how I saw them.
That was a great Ozfest. Cold Chamber was there. Them. Godsmack was at that one.
But
that was the same one I saw then. Yeah.
Run the Jewels has been pretty consistently political, and like, they're still fucking cranking albums out left and right. So. I like Killer Mike. Like, it's gotten to the, like, it was the point where like they brought Killer Mike on TV to do a fucking press conference, and he was just like, I don't want to be here.
See, that's different though. Their music isn't hyper political. They say stuff. There's like a couple of songs, but overall their music isn't super political. It's very critical of stuff, but it's not like super political. He's a very political person. I don't have a problem with that. If Rage Against the Machine did more of that, I would be okay with that. But they did a couple of shows, like the Free Mumia show. I think they were there, and they did like one or two other benefits for like downtrodden people, but like, for the most part, they get paid for their shows, and that they don't filter the money back. Killer Mike is a very big activist, but his music is very, it's funny, and it's tough to not say things relevant in rap.
I think the difference too, like I also really like Run the Jewels, but I think the difference between the two is, I think with Run the Jewels, there's a even though there's a strong political undercurrent to it, there's a very fun element too.
Yeah, right.
Like the Cat remix album, Rage Against the Machine's heads are so far up their own asses, they would never do something like that.
Right.
And that's the difference. And I love Rage, but yeah.
Well, because like Rage and Run the Jewels were supposed, like they were on tour and then like COVID hit. And I'm like, is that coming back around? Because like I would absolutely fucking see that bill.
Well, I think, didn't Del Roca fall off the stage and like break his leg?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he fell off the stage and broke his leg and they had to cancel a bunch of shows because of it.
So that Run sucks.
The Jewels just dropped them from the tour and I think they picked somebody else up. I think Run the Jewels is now touring with, I want to say the Roots.
But also, if anybody listening hasn't listened to Meow the Jewels, you should.
I have listened to a couple of songs from that. That was really fucking hilarious.
But like,
but that's the kind of thing Rage Against Machine wouldn't do because they're too self-serious.
And there are bands that are like that, but it's like I'm not a huge Bon Jovi fan, right? But like Bon Jovi every once in a while does a song like for homeless people. Or like he'll do a song that does a cause. And like that's cool. You're allowed to do that, but like he's not overly political, you know? He makes songs like Bad Medicine.
Right. I personally dislike Bon Jovi, but again, not a political band. Yeah. He might do things here and there.
Yeah. And that's,
I don't think anybody would consider them a political band.
No, but it's like, Pete, you said Green Day. And I feel like I don't want to give Green Day that credit because I feel like Green Day saw an opportunity to be political.
I 100% agree with
you. And they,
they jumped on it.
Oh,
100%
agree. This is how we can get back to relevance.
Yeah. Because,
this is how we can make a ton of money right now because people are really fucking pissed off at a lot of shit happening. And it fucking hit the pulse of the nation. It was like the number one album for fucking months. Like you couldn't go anywhere without hearing a fucking Green Day song on the radio. And almost every fucking song from that album, like American Idiot, When September Ends, I can't remember the other one. My brother had it and he was listening to it constantly and I was just like, this is not for me. But yeah, like every fucking song on that album like made it to radio play and it was there.
And I really liked that album. I really, when it first came out, I bought it and I was like, this album is great.
For me, Green Day peaked with Insomniac.
You really?
Yeah, I love that
album. I liked
But it's also the least Green Day album.
What's the Nice Guys Finish Last?
Nimrod.
I liked Nimrod.
So that's a good example though, because like from Dookie on, Green Day's album sales very steeply declined.
Yeah.
Until you get to like Warning and stuff like that, which wasn't even going gold or anywhere near. But
Warning
that.
Got them back up.
But American Idiot was very much like a Hail Mary to resurrect their
and
careers.
Listen, the song that was popular on Warning, their hit was what? Minority. Which is a very political song about being a minority. And then the next album they do is American Idiot, which is super political. And they also did that song on the, which I don't remember the name of the song, but they did a compilation album on an anti-George Bush compilation album with NOFX, which that's another band that's very political, but they add that element of humor to their politics.
Right.
Like, I think there's, is it New Vagina? Is that the name of the song where he talks about?
Oh, My Vagina.
My Vagina.
Yeah, I play that a lot in the car.
Yeah, because he talks about transitioning from a male to a female. Yeah. But he's like, it's dumb. It's funny, but it's dumb. There's another song that I love by them that's very much a criticism of the punk culture, which is All Out of Angst. And it's like a ska song with like horns and shit in it. And it's literally about moving to like Siberia. And I'm like, I don't know. They back up their politics because they do shit like an anti-George Bush album. And that's one of the reasons why Rage Against the Machine makes me angry is because they've never done anything like that. Like they did a couple of shows where they stood up for stuff. And it's Beastie Boys were very much the same thing for me. Like I like the Beastie Boys a lot, but like when they decided to like jump into politics and like start like playing for causes, I'm like, you're the fucking Beastie Boys. Like, I don't know why anyone's taking you seriously. You're literally just like three dudes who didn't do well at punk who then transitioned into hip hop and were pretty okay at it. and then started like being the only white rappers in the world for the longest time. And then, like, I'm not saying the Beastie Boys are bad, they're good, but like, that was their thing. They rode that, the fact that we're white guys making, you know, hip hop. Like, this is our identity. And it's like, and then they started being like, oh, Free Mamiya, and like, let's do all the stuff that lots of other bands are doing so we can stay in the spotlight. And then it's like, oh, well, that's not really that important. He may or may not have been guilty. Like, yeah, well, we'll just let it go. We'll do that show and then we'll let it go.
But so I had to look this up because I just wanted to make sure, to what Jimmy was saying with his point that I agreed with, a Green Day jumping on a bandwagon. So for perspective, because Green Day is a big band, but for perspective, Dookie sold 20 million copies. A few albums later, their last one before American Idiot was Shenanigans, which sold 183,000 copies. That's how far Green Day had fallen.
Yeah, and that Shenanigans was, which I have Shenanigans. Shenanigans is their B-sides. So that's all the shit that they wrote that didn't make it onto an album. There are actually some really good songs on there.
And Warning didn't sell much better. That was 500,000.
No. There's actually a couple of songs.
But each one sold progressively far less from Dookie onward.
Probably from the Dookie era. There's a couple of songs on there that are really good. I know there's one, it's called Desensitized. And it's very much like, I don't know if you ever heard Panic Song by them.
Yeah.
That's about like my favorite Green Day song because it's just so great because it's like you're having a panic attack. Like that's the song. And it's like, oh, so good. But they have an alarm clock in the beginning and then they just play with the alarm clock. And it's got very, very Green Day Dookie lyrics, very Insomniac lyrics, like very much.
Insomniac is definitely my favorite. And I'm not trying to knock Green Day. I'm just pointing out that's why I don't really believe that Green Day is political.
Yeah.
I think that was popular at the time. There was a growing, because there was all those punk compilations with Bush and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That was what was popular. Yeah.
And everybody was like,
oh, they jumped on a bandwagon and it worked out really, really well for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dixie Chicks did the same thing.
Yeah.
Nobody gave a shit about the Dixie Chicks until they started saying shit against that we were responsible for 9/11. Right? Wasn't that what they said?
They got really popular with that song about like the girl who killed her husband. Earl. That was a really funny song. I remember that. My mom really liked that one. I thought it was funny.
But then when that came out, because I remember Stern called them out because they were like, "Fuck America, we're wrong, we're assholes," and they were like, Stern was like, "Listen, you made all your money off of Americans. You're an asshole," and they wouldn't like. But they never like did anything political. They just said that one statement and then that was it. And I'm like, I get it that like sometimes being political like ruin your career, but like if you're going to take a political stance on something in a public eye, you need to support your beliefs and you probably won't get canceled as fast as you think you will.
They're also a country music group. And so like, you know, like the fans typically didn't feel that way. And like, they're like, well, fuck you then. Like,
yeah. You know, because they're good musicians too. Oh, wait. No, they're not. They're just mediocre fucking chicks that can sing. I sang gospel in my choir in Tennessee. Now I'm making songs and now I'm making political statements.
I literally know nothing about the Chicks except for that one song that had Sipowicz as Earl.
I'm a Dixie chick. Oh, that's who that was?
Yes.
Yeah. That was Sipowicz? Sipowicz played Earl.
Cool. I'm Andy Sipowicz of the 26th Precinct. I used to do his voice all the time. I love Dennis Franz. Remember when he got naked and had sex on that show and everyone was like, ew?
Everyone was like, Sipowicz's his ass. You could see his ass. That was a choice.
Like, ew. Why do you have to show that? That's unnecessary.
I was rewatching something with him recently. He was naked in it too. And I was like, he did a lot of nudity in his career.
Die Hard 2.
I was like, he did a weird amount of nudity in his career. Yeah. Yeah. He has a lot more nude scenes than you would think Dennis Franz would have.
You know what? Rock on, Dennis Franz.
McClane, I'm telling you right now, get out of my airport.
Is he passed away, didn't he?
Franz?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Did he?
No. I mean, I haven't seen him in anything recently. Dude, Pete might have just sent us both spiraling into a depression here.
No, no, no. He's 78. He's still around.
Country music now.
He's still around.
While you're Googling that, I'm Googling Dennis Franz nude scenes.
Oh, wait. His actual name is Dennis Franz Schlalachta. He's an American retired actor best known for his role as NYPD Detective Andy Sipowicz.
Man, I think we can get him retired.
I would love to have Dennis Franz on the show. I'm looking it up now while we're recording. Sorry, show. You're gonna have to suffer.
While Sorry, I'm, show.
While I'm figuring out if I can get this
guy. Book Dennis. Book Sipowitz.
Detective Andy Sipowitz. 26 Precinct.
That was a show that I think my parents still watch it to this day. They watch reruns. They fucking love NYPD Blue.
It's a great show.
It is a good show. I remember watching it when I was younger, when it was initially on, and really liking it as a kid.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure how it would hold up, and then maybe a year or so I caught like two or three like random episodes, and they were good. It held up surprisingly well.
My mother was also a huge fan of ER. Like that was, she loved that fucking show.
I don't like medical stuff. I don't like stuff that's too grounded in real thing. Like I don't like military stuff. I don't like medical stuff.
That's fair.
I know cops are real before anybody listening to this gets mad. Cops. PD Blues about, yeah. Like nah, I understand police and crime are a real thing. But like that's a drama show where that happens to be their jobs or the impetus of a storyline. Like they're not trying to make that like a realistic.
Cops are just a figment of your imagination, bro.
There's such thing as cops.
They can't hurt you. They can hurt you. They hurt you often. That's like their job.
Oh, okay.
They will definitely hurt you.
Fuck you, pig. No, I'm just kidding. I love cops.
Where the police?
I
do. You?
I like cops. I have a couple friends that are cops. I don't think that they like. I don't think that every cop in the world is like the greatest thing in the world, because you know, like I told you before, I judge people individually.
Yeah.
So but I know lots of people who are not assholes who are cops, and they're good people. So I do like cops. Plus, you know, they keep you safe from like riffraff. You know, like if somebody has a fucking spaz attack and decides to shoot up a fucking place, the cops are the ones that are shooting the people, you know, to stop them from shooting you. So I'm cool with that. Like anybody that's willing to do that for me is okay in my book.
Theoretically. Take
that, liberals.
Take that, yeah, right.
So. All right. Well, liberals, let's do it.
What? On Brutal Dudes? Brutal Liberals? It's our side pod.
Brutal Libs.
Liberal Brutal dudes. Libs.
Liberal Dudes. I totally think we should underfund the government and overfund education.
Yeah, I'm a fucking teacher. Of course there I think that. Yes and yes. Sign me up. When does it happen?
Yeah, but we don't talk politics on the show, ladies and gentlemen. So we only talk shitty country.
We only talk about bands becoming political.
Yeah.
Not politics, though.
No politics.
Not politics itself.
Nope. Nope.
We don't just make bands. We just talk about people that do.
Fuck those people.
Fuck those people.
For having beliefs.
Which fully contradicts my thing about your beliefs from before.
I thought you said stanzas or I don't know. You said stances. I thought you said stanzas, and it made me think of Danza. I don't know. I went to a fucking weird place. My brain did something weird there.
Angela, what are you doing, Angela? Your kids are being weird, Angela. I'm the boss.
Who's the boss?
Tony. I'm the boss. I accidentally walked in while you was in the shower, Angela. Where's your mother-in-law, Angela?
What is he doing these days?
Can we get that Charmed on the prequel podcast? Series is really weird.
I heard he's a dick in real life.
Yeah, well, I think I just saw something about him doing something. Like, it was a negative article. Mm. I gotta look him up now.
It's so sad when, like, cool people that you think should be cool are dicks in real life.
Like Jim Brewer, he's a fucking cocksucker.
Really?
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? He plays to fucking like anti-vaxxer crowds now, and that's like his like thing. And I'm like, ugh, gross.
Like, yeah, that's all he does. Tony Danza's apologizing for something he did in an interview. So yeah, something negative about him.
He pulled out his baby. He pulled out his baby. Tony Danza.
Angela.
He whipped out his Danza. Oh, no.
He was like, hold me closer, Tony Danza. This is the end.